My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today the church celebrates in one feast the three archangels that are named in Holy Scripture, Saint Michael, Saint Gabriel, and Saint Raphael. They belong to an order of beings that is superior to man in nature. Theology tells us that by reason alone, we couldn't know, or we don't know, the existence of the angels by reason alone. They're revealed to us, their existence. However, in thinking about the created universe, our reason does tell us that from inanimate objects to plants to animals to rational animals, which is us, and then towards God, there would be sort of a big gap between man and God that the angels do fill, an order of beings that are by nature pure spirits. And so Saint Michael, Saint Gabriel, and Saint Raphael belong to this order of beings that have been revealed to us. And by Scripture, we know the existence within the order of angels or the order of pure spirits, that there are three hierarchies and that there are three choirs of angels within each of these three hierarchies. And let me see, I did not bring my handy-dandy manual on angelology, but the archangels belong to the same order with angels, and I believe it's thrones. In any case, the scriptures today also tell us about the angels. In the first reading from the book of Revelation, we hear Michael mentioned by name, and as I said, these are the three angels, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, the three angels that are mentioned by name in Scripture. There are extra biblical references to angels, and other names are given, but the church affirms that these three we know for sure. And Michael, then, is mentioned here in the book of Revelation, book of Revelation being this vision that was given to Saint John and serves as a sort of this word meta-history. It's the key to understanding all of history, the history of salvation. And so from this book we know Michael's role in salvation history. Let's see here. Michael and his angels war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels battled against the dragon. The dragon and its angels fought back, but they did not prevail, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. So Michael is this angel who is the prince of the heavenly armies, and by whose leadership then the angels, faithful to God, loyal to God, ward against those angels that rejected God, led by Lucifer, this ancient dragon, the serpent. These are the names by which we know Satan. And so Michael is the leader of the heavenly hosts who battled against Satan and his dominions and cast them out from heaven. And then they were cast down to earth, and they have power here in our world to try and steal the souls of the living from God. And so Michael is the leader of these angels that protect the church. As a matter of fact, in the Roman ritual, there are two kinds of exorcisms. One is called the little exorcism or the minor exorcism composed by Pope Leo XIII. And I'd just like to read that first prayer in the exorcism, which is a prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel. And this sums up what the church believes about St. Michael's role in the church. St. Michael the Archangel, illustrious leader of the heavenly army, defend us in the battle against principalities and powers. Principalities and powers are another kind of angelic being or pure spirit. Of course, referring to those that have turned against God. Defend us in the battle against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the world of darkness and the spirit of wickedness in high places. Come to the rescue of mankind, whom God has made in his own image and likeness and purchased from Satan's tyranny at so great a price. Holy Church venerates you as her patron and guardian. The Lord has entrusted to you the task of leading the souls of the redeemed to heavenly blessedness. Entreat the Lord of peace to cast Satan down under our feet so as to keep him from further holding man captive and doing harm to the church. Carry our prayers up to God's throne that the mercy of the Lord may quickly come and lay hold of the beast, the serpent of old, Satan, and his demons, casting him in chains into the abyss so that he can no longer seduce the nations. So this is an appeal to this great archangel and leader of the heavenly hosts when the church is in need of protection and when the church exercises her authority to cast out demons. We call upon Saint Michael to come to our assistance and to intervene with God on our behalf. The other angels, Gabriel and Raphael. Gabriel is the angel to whom the greatest message in salvation history was given to convey to the Blessed Virgin Mary, to announce to her God's desire that she be the mother of his son. And so Saint Gabriel has this highest honor. And Saint Raphael then is the angel that accompanied Tobias on his journey and is recognized for his gifts of healing. And these are the word angel itself means messenger. And these are the roles that were given to these three particular spirits to help the church and to help us achieve salvation. In the psalm today, we heard this beautiful prayer to God in which the psalmist states, "In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise." Angels are these invisible beings. Pure spirits don't have bodies. They can take on an appearance, but it by nature, they don't have any material body. And so this phrase, "In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise," suggests also the service that the angels do for us in helping us live virtuous lives and be persons of character. When you say someone has character, one of the ways it's explained is that, or a person's character is defined by the things that they would do when they think they're alone. When a person can appear to be very virtuous, but if a person lacks virtue, their behavior when they think they're alone is not going to be the same as when they think they're being watched or viewed by others. So to remember that God has given us each a guardian angel and that we're constantly in the presence of angels, or angels are in our presence around us, unseen, but exercising their influence, the good angels for our good, and Satan's dominions trying to derail us from our journey towards heaven. So we should always be with this thought in our heart: in the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. And that's our ultimate goal and hope, is to be in heaven with the angels in the presence of God and singing his praises. And in the gospel, we hear our Lord making mention that you will see the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man, which tells us of the Christocentric nature of the angels, that they too serve Jesus Christ, the eternal Word of God, made flesh. And that's a key of understanding the role of the angels in our lives. Finally, Our Lady is recognized as a queen of the angels, and it is to her that Saints Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael look with great veneration as the mother of their Lord and ours, and we entrust to her all of our hopes and needs, and ask her to command the angels to come to our assistance. That's one of another powerful prayer in spiritual warfare, is the appeal to the Queen of Angels. This day, as we go into our battle against sin and for fidelity to God's will, let us appeal to these three great angels that the Church honors and who continually serve to help the Church be united with Christ our Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary.